From the simple heart, how we'll save the limping mon the government left to die. We are fighting back this week with a demand letter that challenges the authorities' refusal to enforce the animal cruelty laws, even as 1,000-plus activists prepare to rescue the Ridgeland dogs. Our ask in court will be simple. Enforce the law and protect the dogs. But let's back up and give you some context. In June 2024, months after we filed a criminal complaint on behalf of a federal prosecutor, Wisconsin state inspectors performed a routine inspection at Ridgeland Farms, a beagle breeding and experimentation facility, and they found something disturbing inside. Dogs, including the mother pup pictured above, were struggling to walk after living a lifetime on metal wire. The inspector noted this mama was limping and keeping weight off her front right paw, and that she had a ruptured interdigital cyst on her paw. She was just one of thousands of dogs who had never felt anything soft. The untreated injury was particularly glaring given that, just a few months ago, I had walked into the offices of the Dane County Sheriff with a criminal referral from a federal prosecutor documenting criminal cruelty at Ridgeland Farms. The referral alleged the precise abuse that led to this mama suffering a grievous wound, 2x4 metal cages where dogs were confined for life on wire flooring. But the company did not seem worried, even as they faced criminal complaints by reputable prosecutors. It was as if they saw themselves as above the law. And sadly, we have now learned why. The Dane County authorities endorsed the bizarre theory that Ridgeland was exempt from the animal cruelty laws as a teaching facility. The authorities' position effectively gave Ridgeland freedom to torture dogs and have complete immunity from prosecution. It was blatantly wrong and illegal, but they might have gotten away with it. Efforts to bring suits on behalf of the dogs failed because courts ruled that, as things, the dogs could not bring suit as victims of crimes. Until now. This week, our lawyers at the University of Denver Animal Activist Defense Project submitted a legal demand and so-called preservation letter to Dane County regarding its failure to enforce animal cruelty laws. This is not brought on behalf of the dogs, but on behalf of activists who have been defamed and unconstitutionally targeted by the Dane County authorities. It is a way for us to leverage our own legal standing, as human beings with due process rights, to create legal standing and rights for the dogs. In particular, if we are right that Ridgeland has committed felony animal abuse as every fact finding body has concluded, then the authorities have violated our rights by targeting us and refusing to investigate Ridgeland Farms. And because our claim is a civil claim, we do not have to wait for the government to act. We can bring this action ourselves. This is an important new development in the fight to save the Ridgeland dogs, and we have brilliant attorneys at the University of Denver behind us, including Chris Carraway, part human, part pit bull. However, it's important to note the limitations of this approach. In particular, we probably have no standing to seek seizure of the dogs. This is why the rescue effort on April 19 is so crucial. Even if we force the government, eventually, to concede that Ridgeland is not above the law, that will be little solace to the thousands of dogs who are nonetheless sent to torture or death. This new legal demand is still an important one. Social change is complex and requires many approaches working in coordination, like a dance troupe with many different roles. But fueling all of these efforts is a simple idea. When animals are being criminally abused, we have the right to rescue them. Whether in the court of law or on the front lines of abuse, we'll be making our case on April 19. The mother dog found limping by state inspectors in June 2024 might still be there, trapped in a cage. If you join us, we will get her out. Sign up now to join the rescue effort at SavvyTheDogs.io. One of the nation's leading podcasters, Jennifer Welch, will be joining a Zoom briefing for the Ridgeland Rescue Team this Sunday, April 5 at 4 p.m. Jennifer normally spends time interviewing former presidents or candidates, like Barack Obama and Kamala Harris. Her withering wit and authenticity have made her a star of new media. This Sunday, she will be deploying her considerable talents to help the Ridgeland dogs. You won't want to miss this. Zoom details will be circulated to this Substack list on Sunday morning. Note, this will replace our usual Saturday, 1 p.m. briefing. I reached out to the sheriff to schedule another meeting after our lawyer sent their demand letter. Here is the full email. The situation has become much more tense, but I still hope to reach a negotiated resolution. But it will require the authorities to do something they rarely do, acknowledge a mistake. If you are on a team for the Ridgeland Rescue, you should have been contacted. And don't forget the action guide at SavvyTheDogs.io is your one-stop shop for this action. It will be regularly updated. Use it religiously. Until next time.